This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Will Louisiana's legislators propose new laws in reaction to the Las Vegas shootings? Very likely, if the past 5 years are any guide. November 6, 2012, voters approve a state constitutional amendment saying, quote, the right to keep and bear arms is fundamental and shall not be infringed.
It passed by 83% of the people.
38 days later, in Newtown, Connecticut, 28 people, including 20 first graders, were shot and killed. The next legislative session, Oil City Republican Representative Jim Morris offered a bill.
The bill basically prohibits enforcement of federal restrictions regarding the ownership of possession of semi-automatic firearms.
It ultimately failed to pass. July 23, 2015.
I went to a movie in Lafayette. A man began shooting. Two women, Jillian Johnson and Macy Bro, were murdered, and 9 people were shot. I was shot through the thigh and calf of my right leg.
32 days later, State Trooper Stephen Vincent is killed.
He encounters a truck in a ditch, and the truck door opens, and you see the shotgun coming out.
The following spring, Baton Rouge Republican Barry Ivey proposes a bill to allow concealed carry without a permit.
Individuals, in my opinion, have an absolute constitutional right to concealed carry without a permit. I believe these rights have been infringed.
It failed. Days later, June 12, 2016, 49 dead, 58 injured in an Orlando nightclub shooting. July 7, 2016, 5 Dallas police killed, 9 injured. 10 days later, Baton Rouge law enforcement officers ambushed, 3 injured, 3 dead, plus the gunman. This past spring, Ivy brought the no-permit concealed carry bill back. Again, it failed. What's next? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations.